We have just approved it. It's back. Okay, we have just approved the minutes for the last business meeting and the last special meeting of the PFC. We are now on to public comment. Michael, do we have any registrants?
There are no registrants.
Okay, we have no registrants. Just for the commissioner's information, I did note that we do have a bunch of additional public input in our chief's process that's been written in and submitted. It is attached to our agenda minutes, so please take a moment to review those as they continue to come in. Commissioners, any disclosures or recusals? Okay. That'll take us right up then to fire department items, and I saw that Assistant Chief Bavery was in the meeting. Chief, we want to go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening. Ours agenda for the May meeting is pretty brief, so we'll dive right into it. We do have one recommendation from Chief Carbon. He would like to recommend permanent placement of the member that I'm about to read into the rank of lieutenant after a successful completion of the 12-month probationary period. Quarterly evals were conducted by a division chief and then reviewed by the assistant chief of personnel. No discrepancies were found. Pending approval tonight, the effective date of this permanent placement would be May 26 of 2025, and that's for Lieutenant Eric Winker.
Okay, we can take action on that immediately. And I just for the notes, we have all the commissioners here now in the meeting. Commissioner Zora Fudge Hart has joined us. So I will take a motion from a commissioner on this one for the permanent placement of the chief's recommendation on Lieutenant Eric Winkler. Do I have a motion?
Move approval.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion, commissioners. Hearing no discussion, all in favor? Aye.
Hi.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that is approved. Please proceed, Chief.
Thank you. Then just an update. We have two large promotional processes, as you are all aware of, happening right now in 2025. And I just wanted to give you an update on both of them. The lieutenant promotional process is fast underway, and we have currently 15 current members in the process, and that's after the written test has been just completed. So the assessment center is scheduled for May 21st of 2025, and the five steps that are listed just within that assessment center. Number one is a fire tactical exercise. Number two is an EMS tactical exercise. Three is a training exercise. Four is a personnel supervisory exercise. And the fifth portion of that day is an oral board interview. So just to keep you up to speed on that process. And then in 2025, we also have the apparatus engineer promotional process underway. We currently only have 10 current members in the process after the written test for the AE process. To follow is the over-the-road test, which is scheduled. We'll get all 10 of those members in one day completed, and that's on May 28th, and that's the over-the-road test. And then finally, on June 25th of 2025 is a tactical portion of the test where they'll be pumping apparatus, raising aerial ladders, and working kind of more of an operational tactical aspect of that job. And it's like I said, that'll be June 25th. So just wanted to keep you up to speed on that, and I'll keep you up to date as those processes continue to move forward. And then finally, I just wanted to let you know that we had a recent resignation. One of our recruits resigned. Rudy Barlow III resigned on April 11th, so just past our last meeting in April. And he was hired part of this January 6 class of 2025. So I just wanted to make you aware of that as well. And that's really all it from the fire department side.
Okay, I did see one other thing, Chief, with the general status on fire department disciplinary matters. Were there any items there?
None. Nope. None to report today.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Thank you so much for your time tonight. That takes us then to the police department items, and I believe we have Captain Drescher with us. Captain?
Good evening. Yes, I am here.
And we also have just some updates on our probationary extension. So this is the consideration of potential action regarding the final recommendation by our acting chief for promotion of the following candidates after their successful completion of the probationary period. We have two captains, so I'll start with them. The first is Eugene Worley. He currently is our traffic captain. And the second is Angie Kamoski, who before she got off probation for captain is actually our acting assistant chief, but we'll still go through with the probationary status completion for Captain Angie Kamoski.
So why don't we all take that? I think that's appropriate. We'll take them by rank. That's a good idea, Captain. With this being the final recommendation of the chief, we'll take action on this as well, Commissioners. I will take a motion on the chief's final recommendation after completion of probationary period.
Move approval.
Move approval then. I have a need a second.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. That one will pass. Go ahead, Captain.
All right, thank you. Next up, we also have two lieutenants, as you can kind of see how that goes down the waterfall there. We have Jimmy Immel, and he's currently our emergency management lieutenant, and then Caleb Johnson, who just moved out to task force.
Okay, and with that, again, Commissioners, the same, we will need a motion to approve the chief's final recommendation for final placement into their promoted rank.
So move. Second.
I have a motion and a second. Further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions on that one? Okay, with that then, Captain, the next ones.
All right, thank you. So then we have a group of police officers. Only really one to note, Erin Sanders. She had been on extension previously, so I'd reported out on her as being on extension due to medical, so nothing performance. But she has successfully completed her probation, and the rest of them are from our accelerated academy that is ready to come off of probation.
So for this one, Commissioners, it looks like for Erin Sanders, our effective date would be 5/19 of 2025, and for the remainder, Christopher Yauch, I may have probably mispronounced it, Jamie Dennis, Costin Turtino, Natalie Weiss, Hugo Garcia, and Yi Thao are all 5/29 of 2025 are the effective dates. I'll need a motion on that one as well.
So moved.
You have a motion? Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then any abstentions? Excellent. It's good to see that our probationary people are hitting the streets in final form here now. Go ahead, please, Captain.
Absolutely. We only have one probationary extension for consideration, and that's Bailey Heimsoth. And she's was out for, again, for medical, not performance. But now her off probation revision is set to go into August. So just a note on that one.
Thank you.
And then our promotional process that got kind of what's listed underneath the promotional process, I meant to put underneath our next hiring process because we've already started that for 2026 Academy class. So on 4/29, we did our physical agility testing and our written testing. We had 60 invites out. 32 people said that they were going to come. About 23 showed up. Ran the oral boards for approximately 14 people, and based on scoring, 9 people are now being backgrounded. So again, this will be for the 2026 class. In terms of our promotional processes, all of our panels are currently sitting with the chief for interview, and they'll become active in July. Just as a note on that.
Thank you.
Finally, we have our pre-service academy that starts at the end of the month, Tuesday after Memorial Day, the 27th. So we'll have a swearing in out at the training center. If anybody would like to join, it's at 8 a.m. We are opening it up to the department, I think, for the first time since COVID. So that's exciting for everybody. We have 32, what we're calling standard academy class. So that's 32 people who have never done policing before. And then we have 3 accelerated, one from North Dakota, one from Fitchburg, and one from Greene County. So they'll be on an accelerated track. So you might see them coming up quicker on some of the up to upcoming promotional processes and closed position processes. And then for PSNA, we have one code of conduct, shouldn't be discipline. It was a search that was missed prior to going to jail, and then the jail deputy found it. So that is all I have.
Questions from commissioners at all? I had one myself with the academy, the 32 and the 3. Will that be bringing you back up to authorized strength? Or
yeah, we're actually a little bit over right now, and so we should be at about like 494 ish. And of course, that constantly is obviously changing, as you all know.
Yes, excellent. And thank you.
The only other thing that I would have would be the Justin Borton file review, but I will circle back with Mike after, because I believe Commissioner Figueroa-Velez did Justin's file review.
Yes, we'll handle that one in closed session and then report out on that afterward. So any other questions from commissioners at all? Thank you so much for your time, Captain. We were grateful.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioners. We're looking now then at contemplating closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 1985 sub 1 sub C to discuss and take action if appropriate regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility, specifically to consider the preliminary recommendation of the acting chief for the promotion of the following candidate after the report on the file review, that is Justin Borton, officer to investigator, effective April 27th of 2025. And then to commence the evaluation of applicants for the police chief interview. Do I have a motion for closed session?
So moved.
Second. I have a motion. Did I have a second? I'll second it. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor of closed session? Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions from that one? Okay, Michael, we'll go to closed session, please. Thank you, Mike. We had the motion to come back to open session. The motion was made by Commissioner Figueroa-Velez, seconded by Commissioner Bukalik-Austin, and voice vote approval. And we do have, I believe, a motion, commissioners?
Yep. Motion to approve this chief preliminary recommendations for the promotion of Officer Justin Borton from officer to the rank of investigator effective April 27th, 2025.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Discussion. All in favor of the motion? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. Just for the record, Mike, just a couple of notes on future meetings. First off, we will cancel the meetings on May 14th, May 29th, and June 3rd. In June, we're going to make an adjustment of time. So on June 18th, June 24th and June 26th, we will begin the meetings at 5:30 p.m. So that's just that little bit of business so the public has it. And do you have
question?
Questions?
Yes. So the 14th, we did add that one additional special order of business. Will we just move that to the next scheduled business meeting or just?
Yes. Yes, that will go to the June 9th business meeting, and Attorney Rousseau will make that connection with fire to make sure that they're notified.
Awesome.
Okay, and that takes us to our last motion of the evening.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, Mike, I'm hoping you got who got it first, second, and third there, because I think about everybody jumped in.
I did. I think I heard Martha and Veronica.
I think I heard everybody but me. So we do have a motion, and we do have a second, third, and fourth. All in favor?
Aye.
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 And I don't think we have any opposed since we've already heard from everybody. All right. Thank you, everyone, for your work tonight. Have a good night.
Thank
Have a
you. Good
great trip,
night.
Mary. Have fun.
Bye-bye.